Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. The Bible tells us that we are all broken people, but the way we handle that brokenness often reflects the depth of our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, especially when that brokenness is brought on by the addictions of our spouse. So how can we learn to dive deep into our relationship with Christ when the seas of our earthly relationships become rough? With more, here's Deborah Ross.
Welcome to Choose Life, and today I'm sitting here with Monica Guffey, a very good friend of mine that I've known for many years. And Monica is the mother of five children, and she is a wife, and she is very successful. Monica has always been a businesswoman, very successful in her field. Monica has been through some very difficult times in life, and when she goes through difficult times, she seems to always still manage to be successful. But even through that, Monica has really found that when the waves have crashed down around her in life, she's figured out how to go really deep with the Lord. When I first met her, she was a Catholic, knew about Jesus, believed in God. And then she became a born-again Christian and then began to read her Bible. And then some things in life happened, and she was at a crossroads. I'm going to let Monica share with you today about her life and her story, and I'm sure it will bless you. So here's Monica.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, my story is no different, I'm sure, than many other women that you talk to. We all have storms in our lives. We have different seasons, and there are storms in every season. And I think much like the waves that you were talking about, if we were out in the ocean and wanted to survive the big crash of a wave, you know, the only way to do that is to dive down, dive deeper into the water and go deep. And the storms pass because they don't. They're on the surface. So I think as we grow in our walk with the Lord, as we continue to learn and follow and be obedient to His Word, it strengthens us and really just prepares us for the next big wave. And that's really where I am today. I've been married for 14 years, and it's been it's a difficult marriage. You know, we're in that right now. We're in a difficult season right now. But I can tell you that the Lord is still who He was back then. He doesn't change. Mm-hmm. He is who He says He is, and mm-hmm. He does what He says He will do.
Amen.
I have been married 14 years to someone who was an addict, mm-hmm. a very addictive personality. Mm-hmm. And by that, I'm sure that we all have examples somewhat of that. And I mm-hmm. think to be an addict, you know, it's not about alcohol or drugs or, you mm-hmm. know, any particular, it can be about a substance. But sometimes it's just an extreme lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. what I always call the roller coaster ride, you mm-hmm. know? And it was very difficult. It was very hard for me. And I tried mm-hmm. many, many times to have my husband seek help. Mm-hmm. I have researched and looked and thought into. I became an expert. Mm-hmm. And in all of that time and all of that energy, one thing became more real to me than ever. And that is that there's nothing I could possibly ever do
yes,
to change that.
That's exactly right.
And those were long years. I've spent a lot of time praying for my husband. It started with my my salvation, you mm-hmm. know, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And from that moment, I began to pray for mm-hmm. my husband. I prayed and I prayed for such a long time. And those were hard years. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. I made it. Mm-hmm. Moments. Mm-hmm. I found myself crawling, crying, pleading, begging, angry. There were moments I even wondered where God was. But in all of that time, what was really happening was that I was growing closer to God, and He drew near to me. And reading His Word and spending time with my Bible became one encounter after another with Jesus. In that time, He told me who He was. He told me who I was, made me feel fully known, mm-hmm. seen, loved.
Now, I want to ask you about that. He told you who you were mm-hmm. because, you know, the Monica that I know, she knew who she was. She knows who she is. So who did Jesus tell you that you are?
First, he showed me who I had become apart from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it started there.
Mm-hmm.
And then revealing who I was just reminding me of my identity to him,
mm-hmm.
not to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're married to someone who battles mm-hmm. those things,
mm-hmm.
the enemy uses that to just completely make you forget
mm-hmm.
who you are
mm-hmm.
and instead deceives you with mm-hmm. the lies. You know, I remember feeling that I wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a good wife. I wasn't a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't communicate clearly. There were so many
mm-hmm.
things that I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But those were really the bondage that was over my family that
mm-hmm.
just would come down to me.
You know what's so funny, Monica, is that I knew you during this time, and I know you now, of course, but I never perceived you that way. I never perceived you as feeling like you were inadequate. I perceived you as being very confident, and I think that's what happens with a lot of people. You know, nobody knows what's going on.
Mm-mm.
Nobody knows what's going on, and so you feel so isolated. You feel ashamed. You feel, you know... It's almost like a double life. You have your professional life where everything's perfect, and then you have your home life where everything's broken.
And not even professional.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
we'd sit in church that way every Sunday.
Yeah. Like everything was perfect.
Yeah. Everything was great.
Yeah.
We exactly. look good. We dress the part, talk the part.
Right.
But as soon as you get in the car, everything goes downhill.
Wow. Yeah.
That was us. Everything on the outside looked great. But it was broken,
mm-hmm.
upside down.
Well, talk to me about the brokenness that you're talking about here.
In my home,
mm-hmm.
that was happening then. The alcohol abuse, you mm-hmm. know, my husband's alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't alcohol, it was prescription medication.
Mm-hmm.
Just things that I would later find out were even more.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I think when you're married to someone with an addictive personality,
mm-hmm.
they're looking for anything they can to
mm-hmm.
fill a hole that only one man can fill.
Yes. And that's Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember telling my husband oftentimes, you know, drinking's not your problem.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, alcohol's not, if you think that's all that's wrong, it's much deeper than that.
Right.
But it was always an internal struggle. And
mm-hmm.
that just led to waves of emotional abuse. It's what the world terms emotional abuse. That's the effect that happens on a family
mm-hmm.
when, you know, when there's a person who's battling
mm-hmm.
so much of that.
Now, and I'm going to ask you something. This is very personal, but I know that we share this in our stories, but you also endured adultery. There was adultery in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many disappointments. There was just disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And the good news is that you have been faithful to God first
mm-hmm.
and to your husband second and your children, and that God is working mightily in your marriage right now. I mean,
yeah.
there's a lot of good going on right now.
During that time, probably the most important things that happened really is that, you know, the Lord gave me hope.
Mm-hmm.
But in that process, he changed my heart. When
mm-hmm.
we grow closer to him,
mm-hmm.
he begins to change us. And
mm-hmm.
when he changed my heart, he told me to guard it above all else because everything
mm-hmm.
that we do
mm-hmm.
flows from our hearts.
That's right.
And that made me think about all the years that I put so many labels on my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I could call him a
mm-hmm.
cheater.
mm-hmm.
I could call him an alcoholic or
mm-hmm.
that he was depressed. I tried to diagnose him. I don't know how many times, but I realized that if everything that we do flows from our hearts,
mm-hmm.
then the problem is much worse, and it's deeper and sadder than anything
mm-hmm.
that I could have tried to put a label on.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that he had a condition of the heart.
Mm.
His heart was broken.
A condition of the heart.
He had a
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It yeah. was held captive. That's the moment I let go and realized there's only one man who can heal that.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayers changed. Even though I was continuing my walk, but my prayers changed to stop getting something from my husband, like, stop doing this, start doing that. And instead, they changed to asking God to do whatever it took.
Mm.
Whatever it took.
Now, Monica,
to
that's
heal
powerful.
His broken heart.
Because so many people are afraid to pray that. They're afraid to pray that.
Mm-hmm.
And you prayed that. Now tell me about that.
I wanted him to set him free.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that his word said, I can remember mm-hmm. those conversations with Jesus. I used to beg him and said, you know, Jesus, you said you know your sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They hear your voice mm-hmm. and that you let no one take them away from you. You say that you're the way, the truth, and the life,
mm-hmm.
and that your followers shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free.
Mm-hmm.
You say that whoever you set free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come to a place of surrender. I prayed with my whole heart to surrender my husband to the Lord and accepted that no matter what, I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him so much that I want to spend eternity with him.
Mm.
And that meant that even if I'm never reunited with him in this
mm-hmm.
world,
mm-hmm.
I want to walk with
mm-hmm.
him
mm-hmm.
in heaven in the mm-hmm. presence of the Lord.
Okay, talk to me about that surrendering your husband to the Lord and take me on that final journey and kind of where we are now and how God is blessing you right now, the beautiful part about right now.
That meant getting away. That meant getting out of the way mm-hmm. so that God could have his way
mm-hmm.
with him. It was mm-hmm. a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end, the Lord specifically had me and my children move, get out. And unfortunately, it my husband sank deeper and deeper into darkness until he just had a moment where the Lord had to take him and put him in a place where the only voice he could hear was his.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it took.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, you know, I found comfort in remembering that he is who he says he is and he does what he says he will do.
Mm-hmm.
Going through my Bible and finding what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does make all things new. He does, mm-hmm. you know, love his children.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that he was going to begin a tremendous work. And I found comfort in knowing that what we give to him, he takes.
Mm-hmm.
What he takes, he keeps. And what he keeps, he doesn't give back.
Mm-hmm.
So that began sort of a walk in a new life that I just believed and held on to that that's what he would do. This year, the Lord answered my prayer. I believe that my husband is free. He set my husband free.
Hallelujah.
And I'm honored that he asked me to, he moved me out of the way, but he gave me a front row seat to watch my husband be transformed. Transformation is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process of many seasons. But it's also a decision to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So today, mm-hmm. you know, what might seem upside down to the world is mm-hmm. right side up. I have seen my husband have a radical experience and encounter with Christ, and he set him free.
Yeah.
But now, it's renewing. You can't lead until you have that relationship and that walk with the Lord. And until you know what his word says and what to be obedient to, you can't lead yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead a family.
Right. But the beauty of this whole thing, Monica, is that even though your story is not at the place you want it to be at this point in your life, your story is beautiful in that God is working a miracle. He's restoring your marriage. He's saved your husband. Your husband is now on a journey with Christ where he's growing to learn how to become a man of God.
Yeah.
And we're just thankful. We're thankful for you today. We're thankful for what God's doing in your life. And we just pray. We pray for you to be strengthened and to be encouraged as you journey on in faith for all that God has for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to deborahrossministries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at deborahrossministries.org.